from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're alive at Globe Life Field, where one of the things I love about, well, first of all, you come out to the ballpark, it's going to be baseball time. You can hear the Rangers against the Pirates, 1:35 with the pregame at 1 right here on 105.3 The Fan. But also all the people you get to know now. Mike, I know you know them really well, but right. It's so cool that all these people come over and, like, some bake us homemade goods, some bring by like old giveaway stuff. It's awesome.
One of the guys walked by as you were talking, Mike, and he was going, "Oh, it's the Mike Bassick. That's yeah. the famous Mike Bassick. And I thought that was really cool. And Kevin, here's something else that Adrian hit me with this morning, is that a Tolo reached out to her, and he just started an apparel company, and he was like, "I want to know how I can help MP." And so, because he heard it as being a Tolo, so that's awesome.
Hey, but yesterday I started my pitch to get World Cup tickets for the 2025 Peace-a-thon.
I got to give you a phone number. Tolo is reaching out. I think I'm just going to throw this out. I believe, I don't know if he's going to do this or not, but he usually gets tickets to OU football games, and I don't know if there's positive.
Oh, I know that person.
But
yes.
The thing is, I was like, it might not be that, because by the time we get to Peace-a-thon, the season's over.
Right.
Does that make sense?
We'll figure it out.
Future
something
years,
out.
We'll
figure
but
something
hey,
out.
Real quick, Big Serg, 36, Badass Mofo, Lady T.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to throw these out here. Mike, ex-cowboy. A lot of people on Twitch were like, look, we're the old schoolers. Bassick's now shouting out all the YouTubers. They're the new people. So if I haven't said your name, I'm sorry, but thank you for sticking on the Twitch. I know that the Twitch is the old schoolers, and you guys are great. I've been saying YouTube people, but, you know, Shoot Brown 78, I see you.
Also, sorry for the delay with you, Mickey. I appreciate you hanging in there. Right now, brought to you by Ford in your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. Good morning, sir.
I just wish I knew what you were talking about.
You don't know Twitch? you're not a big gaming person? You're not doing gaming live on Twitch?
Not streaming on there yet?
Fair enough. Well,
right,
welcome to another glorious day here in
See,
Oxnard.
Okay, Nick, you know what?
I don't need to hear that. I know.
Not supposed to be 100 degrees here today.
So. Is that true?
I think.
Great.
Can I ask Mick the first question?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Mick, you ready for the first question of the day?
Do I need to sit down or am I?
You might need to.
I think you'll be okay with it. So,
okay.
The Rangers were expected to be a top five offense in all of baseball this year. Nobody was ranking them kind of outside of that, and it's just been shocking. They're one of the bottom 10 offenses in all of baseball. What would you be shocked at that you think is going to be really good for the Cowboys, whether it's a specific player, a unit, whatever, that you'd be shocked if they kind of turn into what the Rangers offense has turned into in 2024?
I think this team, the offense, will be pretty productive. I think more so than I think people are expecting. I think that they will run the ball better than expected, just because everybody's like, well, they didn't sign a veteran free agent running back, high price, they didn't draft one. I think from, you know, what we're seeing and maybe what you saw the backups did against the Raiders, and I know the Raiders, you know, didn't look good, but they played their starters, and the Cowboys were able to run the football. So I think that's going to be the surprising part of this team, that the offense, once they get CeeDee Lamb here, will be very productive, more so than I think people are expecting.
I like that one.
I do, too. When we talked to you yesterday, you told us on Monday that I believe Cooks, Overshown, and Clark were all doing work on the cords. And any updates or progressions from those three?
Cooks had...
personal matter, right?
Personal matter, yeah. So he's gone. So he'll meet the Cowboys back in Dallas. Clark did not practice yesterday. Overshown had his uniform on. He was doing some things, but I don't recall seeing him out there in the 11-on-11 drills. So they're keeping an eye on him, kind of. You know, they were originally bringing him back slowly, and then I think he had a little hip thing that was going on, and so they're being careful there. So from an injury report, yeah, that was those were the main guys I think you were looking at. And then the one guy that had been dealing with an injury, Redwine, defensive back, he got released, yeah.
Not a big shocker there, though.
No,
right?
No, yeah. And you know, you just kind of always keep an open spot in case, you know, you just happen to see the waiver wire and somebody shows up and you go, oh, I would like that guy. I can, you know, put a claim on him because I have an open roster spot.
Now, we've gone to you, Mickey, in the past to make sure that you will take the credit or blame if you've done something wrong, like that one time that you didn't like someone's question in a press conference and we heard you over the mics.
Not so, me.
Yeah,
no, it was
never.
You. It was definitely
never.
You.
I'm sure you love all of our questions too. I'm just going to ask this one time. Uh-huh. You had nothing to do with the fire yesterday, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not a funny story, but where it broke out was across the parking lot from where my building is. You know how they have the different buildings?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm working, and a fire alarm goes off, and it's going and going and going, and I'm sitting there going, Jesus. I said, can somebody turn that thing off? You know, because you're thinking it's another, you know.
We never assume it's a real
false alarm, right? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And it was going and going, and finally I heard some commotion, and I got up and looked out my window, and I see the smoke coming out of the building across the parking lot from me. And guess what number the building was?
4.
13.
13.
Oh,
yeah.
Bad luck.
Lucky number.
Bad luck.
So I'm going, oh, there's a reason why this fire alarm is on. So I go down and smoke's kind of billowing out. We never saw any flames, right? And the people here right away grabbed a fire extinguisher and, you know, kind of went in. And then all hell broke loose when all the fire trucks, there were 5 fire trucks here.
Wow.
Right? Including the snorkel unit. And they had the, whatever you call the...
I'm sorry, one second. Is that in case the fire is underwater? What is the snorkeling unit?
No, the
unit?
Thing that has the big, what do you call it? It's got a, it's like a thing that you could crawl up and, you know, over the top of the building and spray water on it, right?
Huh.
You never heard of that, huh?
I guess I've never heard it described like
but
that.
But they had that going just in case it broke out on the roof. So all we saw was smoke. And then I see where the battalion chief was here, Steve McNaughton, and said that they had 35 firefighters here. I don't think I've ever seen more firefighters in one place in my life. You know what? I'm not sure I've ever been at a fire at a, you know, like a place like this. A couple of years ago, several years ago, we were doing our podcast, and a grass fire started past the golf course here.
Oh.
And they had to bring in the helicopters to drop water on it, right? And we're sitting there going, oh, hope it doesn't come this way, right? But anyway, yeah, there were five trucks, 35 firefighters. They were going in there with axes. They were going in with,
wow,
power saws and these things that you would, you know, kind of rip out the ceiling or whatever to contain it. But they contained it pretty quickly. So it didn't get in the way of anything, you know, the Cowboys were doing other than whoever's room it was. And
We didn't find that out, did we?
Yeah, whose room was it?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I saw somebody say it was an empty room, and I was wondering.
No, it was empty when the fire started.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
And then I saw another thing reported that it was a guest room. Well, it's a guest room. That's how they called it, right? There's no guests over there where the players are staying.
Interesting.
So they had to shut that building down, and I was thinking whoever room it was, the smoke, you know, you're going to have to just throw your stuff away, right?
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of smoke. But anyway, it got contained. They did a really good job of, you know, the other thing, and then there was two more fire trucks on the street. And I found out that, because I was joking, like, with all the fire trucks were here, I said, boy, I hope nobody else has a fire because they're out of luck. Everybody's here.
Well, That's a good point.
Right? And what you found out was that the neighboring towns around here send their fire trucks here for backup just in case that happens. So
what?
They would have somebody to go take care of the other fire.
Man.
Oh,
so they
firefighters
don't just,
are awesome.
Yeah. Oh, man. They had their equipment on. I mean, this was they treated this very seriously because you never know, one building, if it really catches on fire, could go to the next building.
Sure.
Right? They were scampering, so did a really good job.
Well, and the ocean's not too far. You could start a bucket brigade just in case, you know, if it takes too long.
There was enough water, there was enough oxygen. And by the way, I saw them, and I didn't even think of this. So when you have a fire like that, they had actual, like, coolers that we would have with drinks in it just in case, you know, the guys get thirsty or make sure they're hydrated if it, you know, the fire really breaks out.
Somebody gets mad. They're like, this isn't orange Gatorade. Get
yeah,
this fire
right.
going.
Then dump it on the fire.
Hey, Mickey, I'm kind of curious on the progression of Jalen Tolbert throughout this camp. And we're seeing a few plays out of him yesterday. And just what have you seen from him? Because we go back to his rookie season, and, you know, he's had to grow. And this is a really defining year for him. So what are we seeing right now?
I think he's grown.
Good.
Just looking at not only the catches he's making, but seemingly the trust that the quarterbacks have in him to go to him, you know, and with no hesitation. So as a third receiver, I think he can handle that job. And it looks like, you know, he may be even be able to step up if there's somewhat of an injury. So, yeah, unfortunately for him, it was a slow start. But look, he, what, South Alabama to the NFL? Think about it. So, he's done a really good job. And I thought the guy that was really impressive yesterday was Jalen Brooks. You know, I thought he was kind of on the border, you make it, not make it. He, you know, a draft choice last year, basically just played special teams, got a few snaps, but not many catches. He made a catch in the corner of the end zone that, you know, would have been a touchdown if we were scoring. Over his head, in the corner, got his feet down, and went to the ground with the ball. And I just said to myself, he just made the team.
I mean,
the coaches saw that catch. And then he had another one later in traffic. And I'm going, okay. Because sometimes, you know, guys like that, it's like they flash and then they disappear. Flash and disappear. He's had a pretty good preseason in the preseason games. And then what he did yesterday, I think he's got made the team. And the other guy that's coming on, so I'm talking about the guys at the end of where the wide receiver group would be. Ryan Flournoy, the rookie draft choice, He had another good day, too. He keeps making big catches. So I could see them keeping six receivers. And I was trying to do the numbers, and I did them, you know, maybe more in some spots than maybe it will be, and it came out to 52. So I had one extra guy I could pick.
Oh, great.
How about that?
We still got, man, I want to see that roster. I like it. Good stuff.
Which, by the way, you know, in your tent here?
Yeah.
There's a fire extinguisher.
Yes, there is, just in case, because when we're in there, you know, hot opinions coming out of our mouths.
That's right. Good point. Yes. I like that. So, Mick, let's say no one was around and there were no firefighters, but you saw it. Were you prepared to spring into action if need be?
Oh, yeah. I could have came in here, got your fire extinguisher. By the time I ran here and went to where the building was, we probably were in big trouble. But we had somebody ran in there with a
it's
fire
not exactly what I was looking for.
Yeah, I know.
We probably would have been in big
trouble. We're a little bit away from where the building was, right?
Great stuff as always. We'll catch up with you again, hopefully in the fire-free Oxnard area tomorrow.
I should be still here, yep.
There you go. Thank you very much, good sir. Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live at Globe Life Field. And coming up next, it's time for My Buddy's an Idiot. Does your friend have a terrible sports or pop culture opinion, or did he think basketball players used to not be good? Let's talk about it next right here on The Fan.
Thomas for three. Oh, he feels it all the way, and you can sense it here. 18.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live at Globe Live Field as we're getting ready for Rangers Pirates 135 right here on 105 Through the Fan, 1 o'clock pregame. If you're coming out here, please say hello. We're out in center field on the second level.
Hello.
And it is also Dollar Hot Dog Day, so I hope you brought your appetite.
Did you hear what the morning show is doing with hot dogs?
Armor hot dogs?
Well, it could be.
Yeah.
It could be Nolan Ryan out here.
Sure.
Is they're seasoning hot dogs. Peyton is now seasoning hot dogs.
That is the fanciest thing I've ever heard.
Is he scoring them? Is that what he's got one of those scorers?
Well, I think they said that they need to do it that way. They were talking to Meat Church. And
I would trust him.
And so they're just saying, like, okay, like, maybe that we need to season our hot dogs,
yeah,
which seems like a little too much.
Yeah.
You take what you do. There's now this there's a score, Kevin, that you can, like, put the hot dog in, and then you just close it, and it cuts little diamond shapes in it.
Aww.
Then you put some seasoning on it, and then what it does is that gets down into the cracks, and it makes flavor all over it. So, yeah, that is something that is a big deal right now.
All right, so that is a good decision.
I learned that from the Meat Whisperer, by the way. He was always telling us to do that.
The Meat Whisperer?
Yeah, he's on Twitter. He's a good follow, man. He's got really good recipes.
Okay.
Now it's time for My Buddy's an Idiot, 877-881-1053. Frankel and Frankel text line if you want to get involved, or the Twitch, or the YouTube. I played a highlight of Isaiah Thomas, 1980s Isaiah Thomas. He responded, because Anthony Edwards said, they say it was tougher back then than it is now in terms of playing basketball.
Okay.
But I don't think anybody had skill back then. Michael Jordan was the only one that really had skill. To which Isaiah Thomas quote tweeted, "Propaganda works, so be careful what you choose to believe." Man, that is a hard stance that nobody except for Michael Jordan had skill. So, in your face, Kareem,
Larry
or Hakeem Olajuwon. Yes, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird. Any number of people that played, I guess, a long time ago.
Mike has pulled up a video.
I just want,
like, he wants to show me
this
skill.
This is going to be really tough. Now, this isn't skill. Let's see if Anthony Edwards would ever go to the basket the way he does. Like, he has some incredible dunks.
He would get knocked on his ass.
This is where Karl Malone gives Isaiah Thomas 40 stitches in the mouth.
Oh, no.
Because he was tired of him going to the basket, and he's like, I'm going to get him. I don't like the way the Pistons play. And all it was a technical foul. So there's Isaiah going to the rim, and whack, your face is done.
Yeah.
So you have no more face.
What did he hit him with, his elbow?
His elbow. He made sure to just, as soon as he went in, elbow right, like, make sure the elbow goes right into his mouth, and he gets 40 stitches. And so I'm like, okay, fine. I understand there's more skill. The rules have changed. And
sure.
the guys have improved. There's definitely improvement in skill. But there's also, hey, do you think getting clotheslined when you go to the basket would be? Because they had to worry about that.
Yeah.
If they went to the basket, there was a worry that the kind of the goon on the team, and I know Karl Malone was a superstar, but the strongest guy on the team might just put you out for a month or so because they decided, you know what, little guys aren't allowed in here. Anthony Edwards, you're little. I am now going to ram my elbow into your face before you elevate and see what happens.
By the way, Kevin, a couple texts come in. Fouling is not a skill. That proves nothing. There was no skill back then, so they resorted to violence. I go back to...
But not like Magic Johnson, right?
They couldn't carry the basketball. So you have to realize now the moves they're making are incredible. I'm not saying they're not. You weren't allowed to do that. You weren't allowed to Eurostep. It was not allowed. It was a violation.
Yeah, and then to add to that, I go back. Is the team, the Dream Team
92?
Video, when you hear guys like Jamal Mashburn and those guys that played against them, and it's like, hey, man, we went out there, and I'm pretty sure Chuck Daly just let us beat them. And then the next day, they beat us by 100.
Yeah.
And then we didn't. I don't think we scored the rest of the week. Those guys just beat us up for a week because their skill level was so far beyond. That group of guys, they were skilled players. They were just – I will say, skill is different now, for sure, because there's new technology. Back then, guys weren't making moves. They were just like, I just got to score points in certain ways. They weren't shooting threes the way they're shooting them now.
Just to say no skill,
because
besides Michael Jordan.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Jordan, that feels a bit ridiculous.
Yeah, your coaches didn't even want you to shoot threes
back then. The skyhook didn't take any skill.
Yeah.
The claim shake didn't take any skill.
The granny free throw shot.
Dominique Wilkins.
Yes.
Like, I mean, I get Dominique Wilkins is not considered one of the greatest players in basketball history. Man,
he was awesome.
Dominique was doing things at the time that elevated the game. And also, I know it was a little bit before Michael Jordan's time. Are you telling me Dr. J didn't have any skill?
And that being said,
like, what? Have we ever seen a dude, and I get this, do the reverse layup that he did in the NBA Finals against the Lakers?
Beautiful. Yeah, it was amazing to watch him. And I didn't even get to really watch him. I just get to watch highlights of him. But that being said, what we are watching today is still a beautiful sport. Like, these guys.
Sure.
I think there are more players, more skilled players than there were back then, for sure.
I'm not against that whatsoever.
You have teams that have maybe a couple guys maybe three guys that have a tremendous amount of skill. And so we're very fortunate to be in the era that we are with sports.
I'm going to go to cut number...
Basketball's a sport, Kevin.
That is true.
Just want to point
that
out. Movie
watching is also a sport. I'm going to go to Lane Kiffin. Cut number 11. He's doing his press conference, and there's a bottle, like a 20-ounce bottle of Dasani, and then a 20-ounce bottle of Coke. So, you know, they're
like
sponsors.
The Theo
no,
okay.
Not the Theo
we
Vaughn
have
one. Exactly. So he decides, hey, let's talk about one of these products.
Does anybody drink Coke? You realize that 130% of your sugar for the entire day is in this one bottle.
I can't hear.
Don't worry about that.
65 grams of sugar.
Sorry, maybe that was the end.
Facts.
All right. But that's a sponsor.
Coke Zero.
Okay, but if that's a sponsor, shouldn't you just, I don't know, not say anything?
Well, there's a part of me that says I'm not getting paid by that sponsor.
I don't know that I've ever
Why
heard
does that
Mike
not
say
surprise
that
me?
Like, not my sponsor.
It might be the companies, but it's definitely they're not paying me.
That's true. Like,
I thought he was going to go into, does anybody drink Coke? Because all I ever see is people drinking Pepsi or something. But the other day I was thinking to myself, Plano is a Pepsi city.
Oh, is it?
Oh, really?
Yeah, you go to restaurant, you go to places, and you're like, they're always like, oh, we don't have Coke, we have Pepsi. And
it's
you're
a
like,
Jerry Jones city.
I think so. Maybe it is. And I grew up a Coke person. I grew up Coca-Cola, Kevin,
I do
what I
like,
meant to say there.
I do like
Coca- I like the way you said
I like
it.
Coca-Cola better than Pepsi.
Yeah, I do too.
I do like Dr. Pepper better than Coke.
I agree.
But if I'm having a mixed drink, I would rather have Coke.
That makes sense.
As the main.
Probably like, with a whiskey, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, if I'm having a. What's your sponsor?
Oh, Sagamore Spirit Rye.
Sagamore Spirit Rye. If
yes.
I'm having one of those, then I would say a Sagamore Spirit Rye and Coke, please.
Okay.
I wouldn't say and a Pepsi.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to really make some.
Or a Dr. Pepper.
Some rye whiskey drinkers mad. But Mike.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Whiskey strong.
There's a lot of discussion about that. But yeah, maybe he shouldn't have had that. He should have just left that one alone.
Yeah, just don't say
anything. There's so many
anything.
Players on your team to talk about. Why are you going in on this?
Now,
water has nothing in it.
It does. I think Dasani has salt. It has some sort of sodium in
really?
It. Yeah, there's some. If you look at it, they don't have their ingredients
purified
on there.
Purified water enhanced with minerals for taste.
Yeah. Sulfate, magnesium sulfate, and potassium chloride. So there you go.
Pure water.
In your face. Pure water.
Sounds delicious. I'm super excited about that. All right. Let's go from that to this is a tough one. Aaron Judge. Is Aaron Judge an idiot because they did the Little League matchup, you know, obviously.
When they beat the kids in baseball?
No, they did not play the kids. That is not
what
happened.
It said the Yankees had arrived at the Little
League
World Series.
Oh, they probably struggled because it says, hey, that's really 95 because it's 72, and it equals like, oh, and then the major league hitter hit it a million miles and killed a kid.
Do you think that the major league hitters would be able to hit the little one?
It's still 72.
So the coach of...
And on those fences, too.
The coach of the Staten Island team said there were multiple Yankees who came over, but then Aaron Judge was like 10 or 20 feet away, and all the kids were yelling at him and everything. They're like, hey, Aaron Judge, you're my favorite, blah, 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 blah. And he was like, cool, and just walked off. Or he didn't even look at them. And so the coach of Staten Island said, how about turning around or wave to New York and the kids that you're a hero for? They're the ones that pay your salary, debatable. They were disappointed. Maybe he'll want to come and make up for it.
This is a rich team, man. They're paying $40 million a year to Aaron Judge.
Yeah, man.
It did feel like, I'm not saying this didn't happen, but it definitely feels like he's like, hey, maybe you should come and make it up to us. And like, I'm not really that upset about what happened. But can Aaron Judge just turn around and wave?
I've heard Aaron Judge is a great guy.
Okay.
I don't know any different. Like, to the fans and everything, I don't know any different. And maybe something happened in his day that day. Maybe MLB made him do something and sign 1,000 baseballs. And he was like, I'm not signing anymore. Yeah. I'm tired of signing. You guys made me sign these 1,000 balls for the kids that are in. Like, I don't know. Like,
maybe he had a loose stool and he had to go.
We don't know. Yeah.
That's happened
to people. We don't know everything that was going on in his life. I'm going to put that at a small percentage. But
thanks,
but
Mike.
I think that's always tough that you want, and I get it, your heroes. Man, Troy Aikman, he's a little bit older than – Troy Aikman's one of my heroes. Darren Woodson's one of my heroes. And I get it. I've been around Troy before. And Troy maybe wasn't the most cordial person in that moment. But I get it. Everybody at every moment of their life wants every second of their time. And it's tough to be on all of the time.
Sure.
And people,
I get that.
People like Dirk, that is what makes Dirk kind of special. Somehow, some way, Dirk is always
available.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy that Dirk is like that. And maybe Aaron Judge isn't like that. And I know Troy Aikman ain't like that. And I know Emmett and Michael ain't like that.
Yeah.
I still love those guys. They're still my guys. But I know if you want to be kind of shunned, go meet Michael, Emmett, and Troy most of the time. And they will shun the crap out of you. But it doesn't mean they're not good guys. It's just that they've decided in their life where everybody wants every second of their time, they've decided sometimes the best thing to do is to be a super a-hole, and then people will leave you alone at times.
Sometimes it happens, man.
I like that. I like that descriptor. All right, and then one more I was going to throw out there: Yannick Sinner. So maybe it's his fault. Maybe it is the fault of the Tennis Integrity Agency.
Well, that sounds good.
He tested positive for an anabolic steroid twice. And he didn't get suspended.
Why?
Even your boy Nick Kyrgios is like, what the crap in hell is this? Is because
that doesn't seem fair.
He said it happened during a massage, and he did not know that one of the massage oils or something or other. And he said, I will now put this challenging and deeply unfortunate period behind me.
That's what Bonds should have said. I've just been getting
that's
the massage.
Twice!
Yeah, I've just got massages.
And well, the integrity agent's like, that's fine.
I just thought it didn't. I mean, if I'm correct me if I'm wrong, didn't Bond say he thought the cream in the clear was for arthritis and pain?
Yeah.
Something along
those
lines.
So now you're going to hold that against him, Kevin, now that the Sinner's doing his thing over there?
It's just interesting. They could have him multiple times.
His
and
name
like,
is Sinner, Kevin.
Good.
Like, they should know.
Oh.
He's not telling the truth.
Whoa. Interesting point. We're all sinners, Corey.
That's right.
We're the KNC masterpiece
We're
right
just
here.
Not all names,
yeah, speak for yourself.
On 105.3. Jeez.
I've said more than anybody.
On 105.3, the Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Is this team a true Super Bowl contender? Next on the Fan.
Hill in motion. Goes to the right, looking for him. Deep down the field, and he got him! What a movement by Hill to catch that football! He was turned inside, Joe. The ball was hit, thrown to the outside, and he weaved his way back. Another bomb, Tua to Hill, touchdown.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Globe Life Field, and right now, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Here we go!
Gridiron Gravy brought to you by Rhino Shield. Why paint your house when you can shield your home? Visit RhinoShieldTX.com. Now, the highlight I played probably gave it away, but I was listening to some stuff that the Dolphins owner, Stephen Ross, said. And basically, he said, right now, we have a great roster. I think everyone has great expectations, but it's the old injury bug. You got to make sure that doesn't happen like it did last year. Without that, and if we stay healthy, I think we're certainly a contender for the Super Bowl. When you look at the Dolphins, do you look at them as a good team or assuming health? Or do you look at them as, yeah, they could compete for the Super Bowl?
I think they're very talented, very skilled as far as what their skill positions can do. Tyreek Hill, super fast receiver, very talented. Waddle, I know they added Beckham Jr. Their running backs are really good. Their offense is good. They built and added to their defense all year last year, but injuries kept hitting them over and over. Their, you know, where they would get their pressure from got hurt by injuries. And I'm still kind of trying to decide if they're a good defensive team or not. That they have to they have a tough division that they have, you know, they have to overcome Josh Allen and that, and that thing. And then they, in that, on that side of the conference, it's always going to be Mahomes that they're going to have to contend with. So, yes, I do think they're one of those teams that's right there knocking on the door.
I say yes, but we know this throughout our lifetime. Miami cannot win on the road in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They play in such humid, hot weather throughout the whole year. If they have to go to, last year was the worst. If you have to go to Kansas City on a cold afternoon or night, you have to go to Buffalo, Baltimore, Cincinnati, yeah, Cleveland, you name it, Pittsburgh. They can't win. It becomes horrible conditions, and they need, especially, they're a speed team. They're the fastest team in the NFL. If they're not playing at home in the playoffs, they're going to lose. So I see them as a contender, but they have to win 13 games in the regular season. Because I just think they're going to lose if they go on the road in the playoffs.
Now, some of it, it's early. Some of this could be precautionary, but Tyreek Hill has a thumb injury, won't be participating in team drills today.
No,
however,
not the thumb.
Jaylen Waddle is returning to Dolphins practice today.
All right, that's good, because he's right there in that spot where I might pick a receiver in the second round, Kevin.
So you're not happy for him as a person. You're happy for clarity on your fantasy draft?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's definitely a big factor for me.
My baseball fantasy team has taken so many injury hits.
I get it, man.
More injuries, your fantasy team or the Rangers?
My fantasy team.
Okay. Wow.
The Rangers had a lot of injuries, too. Did you have Trout?
That is true.
I traded for him.
Oh no!
When he went on his rehab assignment, and I knew that the person who had him didn't care about him anymore, I was like, "Hey, you know what? For 2 months, I'll take Mike Trout.
Why not?"
And then, literally, I traded for him, and 2 days later, like, his career's over. So I guess his career isn't over. This season's over, but we're getting close to his career being over.
Have you heard of Giants running back Tyrone Tracy Jr.?
Who?
Fair.
My dad's name is Tracy.
He has a new nickname that might help you remember him better.
TTJ.
So you're going to like it even better than that. So last week, he got carted off the field.
Oh, no.
It turned out
his
it was for a very minor ankle injury. So now his teammates have nicknamed him Paul Pierce.
Damn.
Wow.
That's funny, right?
That is funny.
Wow.
So he got carted off for...
Yeah, and it's like, your ankle might be a little hurt.
The cart in training camp and the cart in the regular season, two very different things, right?
Was he trying to was he not going to make the team and he was trying to, like, get...
I think he really thought he was hurt. They're like, nah, you're good.
He's like, there's so much pain. And they were like, oh, hey, man, we didn't even need to do x-rays.
When you watch kids play a sport and they're on the ground for a while, how much of a percentage are you concerned about that kid and how much you're like, this is just a drama kid?
You know, Bochy said earlier when I asked him the question about notes, I really thought that line was good when he said, I know my players.
Yeah.
And I think you know your kids.
Yeah.
I think everybody knows if their kid is the tough one or if their kid is, like, when Carter broke his arm, whenever I tried to offer him a sucker and he said no, I was like, something's really wrong.
Yeah.
He was like, I need mom. And I was like, he never asked for mom. So those are I think you know your kids and you know the ones that are the whiners out there on the field.
Now, Brian Flores has responded to Tua and I really appreciate what he said. Now, obviously, I like Brian Flores, but I think this was very well thought out. And what he was talking, and he had a couple players like kind of flanking him, which he said he appreciated. His voice was shaking at times when he was responding to it. But he said, I think part of coaching is correcting. I'm always going to correct. I'm always going to have a high standard. And I think, look, I've done a lot of reflecting on the situation in the communication. I think there's things that I could do better for sure, and I've grown in that way. I've tried to apply the things that I could do better and those things that I've learned over the last 2 to 3 years. I appreciate, because he could have just been like, I'm not the head coach. I'm an assistant or a coordinator. But he came out, he talked about it, and I hope he has improved.
You know, there was another element to that story, Kevin, that I totally forgot about, and that was owner wanted a different player.
Yep.
Brian Flores wanted Herbert, and owner wanted Tua. Owner wins, Brian Flores ends up that way. So I wonder how much of that got involved in that, too?
That's a very fair question.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure.
Because, I mean, we've heard Mike talk about that. When the front office wants something and the manager wants something different, there's always this battle that's going on.
Yeah, and if your advocate's the owner and not there every day, I could see how that could get away from you.
For sure.
I know this is football. I just remember this. Did you guys see the video of Jacob DeGrom throwing a bullpen yesterday down here?
I did not see the video, but I've heard about it.
Ray Davis was like right behind watching it.
I get it. That's a lot of money we got invested in that.
Yeah.
He's like.
Yeah, and why am I drawing a blank on Neil's last name? But I was like.
DeGrasse Tyson.
I was like.
Patrick Harris.
O'Connell.
Yeah, sure.
O'Connell.
I was like, wow, how many times does the ownership go down to watch a bullpen?
Yeah.
I wonder if he was just here that day, you know?
Well, I mean, he was here yesterday, but I was like, that was just amazing to me when they were showing the video on the Bally's game last night. I was like, the owners are, like, watching it.
Well, hold on. Yeah. Remember when Jerry used to walk down to the sideline in the fourth quarter?
Yes, because everyone was like, why don't you just become the freaking coach already?
Or he'd go down there and he'd rub his hands together and Miyagi Larry Allen back to life. What if Ray Davis, like, he comes down into the dugout and starts, hey, guys, let's get up.
You know what?
Would that work?
We don't ever have to spend any more money if we've got an owner that can just walk up and Miyagi somebody, as you said. He's like, I think you need Tommy John. Not so fast, my friend. Like, we signed Tyler Mahle and you just, and he's good to go.
And then
Okay, I know this was a long time ago. Was there any part of you that ever thought, I'm totally serious, that Jerry Jones was going to become the coach of the Cowboys? Because people would say that, and I know you're like, yeah. But did you ever think, like, even a little bit it could happen?
No, I didn't.
No, but my brother-in-law, Brian Broaddus took his job later.
Oh.
My brother-in-law was, I'm drawing a blank on the title of it, but he was the guy for TCU. That would put together, like, the scouts, when the scouts needed to come in for practice and everything, for TCU practice, he'd make sure everybody's taken care of, everybody's on the list, that, you know, they're going to go maybe talk to Coach Patterson or not. Like, Brian ended up taking that job. I remember how much he hated that job. And you had to get the hotel ready and make sure the buses were, like, and so anyways, my brother-in-law said, Jerry was at, like, one of these kind of conventions, these college things where coaches are at and everything, and Jerry was, like, refer to me as coach and everything.
Oh, my God.
Oh, goodness
So
gracious.
This is back in, like, the early 2000s.
This is a fair question.
This was right before, like, Parcells, but he considered himself, like, a coach of the team.
Oh, man.
I say wow, but I'm not really that surprised. All right, I have another fringy NFL player for you. Are you familiar with the punter known as Drew Chrisman?
Not at all.
Christmas?
Chrisman.
Nope.
All right. So he's been trying out for jobs in the NFL this offseason. Like, he's played in the NFL before, and he social mediated it up. All right? So when he's doing tryouts and everything like that, he's been social mediating it up. Well, the Commanders reached out to either him or his agent and said, will you please remove all video of your tryout from the Washington Commanders?
This.
All right. I get it if that was the only one. But if other teams are like, that's fine.
What's the reasoning behind? What were they against?
Getting inside kicking secrets, I guess. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I mean, like, we had to remove a video that we did that had some other sponsors in it.
Just real quick, that video, we'll just describe it. Corey was a member of the media, and I just replicated essentially JFK's inauguration speech and just chopped up different parts to answer every single one of his questions. But our sponsor, I guess, worked in conflict with the sponsor that was out there, so we had to take it down.
Yeah.
It was a fun video, though, I thought.
I thought it was hilarious.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's see if you can name five. Can you give me five breakout quarterbacks for this NFL season? If not, I have some suggestions.
All right.
Next on The Fan.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.